welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we are coming to you from beautiful Sausalito, California. We're very excited to share with you this concept of maximizing where you're at. Now, it seems overly simplistic, but so many people out there, especially people who watch this show, are achievers. You wanna get the biggest, the best, the fastest, the most amazing life you could ever imagine. You wanna get there yesterday and you wanna enjoy all of it now. Now, if you can relate to that statement, the truth is many times our greatest strength is the fact that we jump out there, we make stuff happen in life, we're overcoming obstacles every single day, we're going after our dreams, we're doing whatever it takes to constantly achieve the next level. The tricky part that we face is really learning how to enjoy the moment of where we're at. And no, this isn't a just become present with what is. That's wonderful too, Mr. Eckhart Tolle. But the thought here is, how do you maximize the moment of life that you're in instead of just constantly trying to progress to the next one? Because if the end of life is called death, I don't know about you, but I don't wanna get there that fast. I kinda wanna enjoy the whole journey of all experiences from now until then. And in order to do that, the first thing we gotta figure out is, where are you? So I'm gonna give you some general stages of life to think about. The very first stage you can think about that's simple is kind of 0 to 18. What's most important to you at this stage of life? It's usually yourself. Feeding yourself, clothing yourself, having fun, enjoying life. It's just simple things young people do. It's all about them. Sometimes you'll have kind of like a side job, but that's kind of least important at this stage of life, 0 to 18. And normally for most people, the other factor that comes into play is relationships. So friendships, community, family, stuff like that. So if you think of how much effort or time in big, medium, and small focuses, the big focus is on yourself, the medium focus is on relationships and family, and the small focus is usually on work or contribution to society. Now, if you fast forward 18 to, let's say, 30, usually at this moment, something happens where we lose ourselves. Why? Because it's all about work, 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 work. And that thought of, you know, 18 years old, it's all about getting a job and working your face off. So it's work, 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 then self, and then the little tiny thing that kind of disappears is relationships and family for the most part, or connection with others. So right around 30, we tend to get lonely. And right around 30 years old, you know, it starts to transition to work still being the biggest focus and hopefully something that's meaningful at this stage of life. But then from there, it goes to relationships become secondary, where you don't want to do life just on your own any longer. And now you want someone to share it with. And then eventually yourself kind of disappears this moment. And it's a combination over the next so many decades of life. And we're going to have a great worksheet where that kind of describe these and show you how that goes. Something we teach our coaches how to fully understand in Performance Coach University, so they can coach people through these different stages and know how to help them maximize each stage. So the very first thing is figuring out where you're at, the way to do it, but there's a lot of other ways. You could look at the developmental stages of men and women go through. You could look at your personality profile. You can look at so many different factors that come into play. You know, where you are on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, what human needs drive you for human needs technology. There's so many different factors you can use to filter where you're at. But then the next question becomes, how do you maximize where you're at? And this is something we wrote about in our book, Live It, which is a best-selling book online around the world in a couple countries, which is cool. And in that book, we talked about creating something called a Live It List. And what it means is identify the moment of life you're in. And this could be the current job role you have. This could be the current relationship status you have. And instead of trying to rush through it to get to the next step, create a list of everything you want to do to maximize every moment of this stage of life, this moment of life, to maximize and squeeze every ounce of juice out of it. Get that list accomplished, then progress to the next level. And what's amazing is when we found that when we help entrepreneurs and business owners and moms or dads do this kind of stuff, you see an amazing experience of life that happens where they start to enjoy every day so much more and actually become more productive in the process because they love it instead of just trying to rush through it. It's really amazing the gift this gives to you in your life. So hopefully enjoy it. Download the worksheet. It'll explain things a little bit more. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe for us.